Senators approved a bill Monday to clarify West Virginia's right-to-work law that passed the legislature last year. The law has yet to take effect because it's been tied up in a court case in Kanawha County, which was the focus of discussion in the state's upper chamber. Senate Bill 330 clarifies portions of the West Virginia Workplace Freedom Act. The act itself was approved by lawmakers during the 2016 legislative session and is more commonly known as a right-to-work law. After the original bill was approved last year, unions in the state filed a lawsuit challenging it. Last week, a Kanawha County Circuit judge ruled against the state on two issues brought in that case. The first, that the bill was unconstitutional because it forced unions to represent workers who don't pay union dues in contract negotiations, negotiations that cost the union money. The second, that there were parts of the law that were too vague to be enforced. Senate Judiciary Chair Charles Trump explained Monday that this session's Senate Bill 330 does not affect the constitutionality question, but removes language the judge ruled as unclear. Still, Democratic Senator Mike Romano worried making changes to the law that's still being considered by the court set a bad precedent for the legislature.
I think it's a bad precedent for us to be able to be changing laws in order to address court cases. It disrupts the court system. It disrupts the constitutional separation of powers amongst the three branches. Because what we do is we go in and change the playing field after the courts have spent enormous amounts of time and resources in order to come to an answer.
Senate Bill 330 goes to the House of Delegates for further consideration. The lawsuit over the state's right-to-work law has prevented it from taking effect, but it's likely the case will be heard in the West Virginia Supreme Court. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara at the State House.